우수. Frozen becomes rainwater. Sprouting buds. 6 Seasons through 6 Strings. Hello, I'm Song Ha-jin of Saint Music. Usu, it means rainwater in Korea. U means rain, and Su means water on Chinese character. Today is February 19th. We are in the second season of spring. You know, there are 6 절기, the divisions of seasons in one season. In spring, there are 6 seasons: 입춘, 우수, 경칩, 춘분, 청명, and 고구. This is one of the reasons why I choose 6 songs every season. During 15 days of 우수, rainwater, the snow melts and becomes rainwater. I think the weather got less cold in that time, right? It seems that the sun has gotten a little warmer than before, and it seems that it smells like spring. But someone can say to me, "It's still February, what are you talking about?" I have one way to be sure that spring is coming. It's an allergy. My eyes have been itched and my nose is starting to react these days, cause of pollen. I even had a nosebleed recently, I don't know. I wondered why, but the change of seasons started. As you walk down the street, you can slowly see the pollen flying. As I went for a walk, as the weather got warmer, I could see some trees sprouting little by little. Sooner or later, you will be able to see forsythia bloom yellow. In Korea, forsythia koreana, this is a symbol of the coming of spring. In this way, it is more accurate to watch our body's reaction sensitively or to observe the surrounding natural environment than to hang on to just numbers. The reason we recognize the season is to connect with the real lifestyle problems of what to wear and what to eat, some things. Yeah. In fact, there is also a story that clothing brands release seasonal clothes in time for the 절기, the seasons, divisions of the seasons. I think this will touch you a little more. Now it's time to take off your heavy padded jacket. Today, we have 6 pieces that fit the image of the 절기. The first piece you will listen to is Lágrima by Francisco Tárrega. It means tears in Spanish. Let's listen to the performance by guitarist Julian Bream. Thank you. Have you all heard of the name Tarega? You probably don't know the composer's name, but you've heard his work or its title. It's Recuerdos de la Alhambra, Memories of the Alhambra Palace. I don't know if this is the right pronunciation in Spanish, but no. Yeah. Characterized by the tremolo technique, which constantly plays the same note over and over again. It is the first piece that comes to mind when it comes to classical guitar music. Lágrima, composed by Spanish guitarist and composer Tarega, this very short and concise piece is embedded with enough notes to convey the image of tears to us. But you don't know what the relationship is between Lágrima and Usu, the rainwater, do you? In fact, when listening to music, it is more important to listen to what the music conveys rather than to focus on the title. The title is sometimes a milestone that helps you appreciate music in which direction, but sometimes it is an obstacle that prevents you from making a free-thinking journey. I think it would be good to feel whether this performance matches the keywords of Usu, rainwater, and the picture posted together, like thumbnail, or the sound itself. I personally felt like I was sitting in front of a window looking at the blurry view of raindrops serenely falling. Then, when the minor part comes out, he leaves the peaceful landscape behind and is engulfed in some sad emotion by himself. What on earth do you recall? It must be in your own mind, right? In fact, there are many stories behind the piece's composition. One of the most powerful and famous stories is that it's related to the death of Tarega's daughter, Conchita. After a concert in Mallorca, Spain in December 1891, Tarega returns home and hears a tremendous sad news from his wife. That's the news that his daughter Conchita died just 3 days ago. Tarega then wrote the song reminiscing about her daughter. The beautiful melody, harmony, and contrasting passage of the monotone alternately conjures up the image of a pretty daughter snuggling before his eyes and her death. Tarega's Lágrima have been played and interpreted by so many performers. Today's version is Julian Bream's performance. Since it is such a famous piece, you can enjoy it even more if you listen to and compare several interpretations of other performers. The second piece you'll appreciate is the two other small pieces of the same composer, Prelude. Today, we're going to listen to these two preludes as set. Before that, we're going to listen to the piece first and explain it later. The reason is to accept the music I mentioned earlier as it is first. Let's listen to Prelude number 2, A minor, and number 5, E major, composed by Tarega. Thank you. You listened Taiga's Prelude No. 2 and 5, played by guitarist Liu Xianji. Actually, I was only gonna play it for you, No. 5, but I decided to play it because two tracks were included in this same album. Liu Xianji is a Chinese guitarist who made his name known around the world by winning the 2016 Francisco Tárrega Guitar Competition. And these two pieces were included in the album to celebrate the winning of the Tárrega Concours. Tárrega wrote a lot of preludes in his life. Prelude is a short form of music that serves as an introduction to the piece and is derived from the pre, meaning before, and Latin word ludus, meaning performance. There are two representative preludes, well-tempered clavier, prelude and fuga, composed by Johann Sebastian Bach, and a collection of 24 preludes composed by Frédéric Chopin. What these two composers have in common is that they are composed using all major and all minor keys, or 24 keys. But a century has changed, the meaning of prelude has changed a little bit. Bass pieces are put at the beginning of a piece in which the fugue, each with 3, 4, or 5 melodic lines, are played in a counterpoint, and they literally perform the function of a prelude. In the Romantic period of the 19th century when Chopin lived, prelude became a relatively short form of independent music. Chopin's Nocturne, Prelude, and so on, which Tárrega arranged for his guitar solo, are also famous. Chopin is also a composer whom Tárrega greatly admires, and his guitar music represents a significant part of Chopin's influence. Like Chopin's Nocturne, Prelude, and so on, which Tárrega arranged for his guitar solo, are also famous. I think that Tárrega's original prelude works are also under his influence. I'll give you a brief explanation of Prelude No. 2 and No. 5. First, Prelude No. 2 was written on March 16, 1869, in Barcelona, Spain. The original title is Prelude in A minor. The piece is dedicated to Miguel Llobet, a Spanish guitarist, composer, and a pupil of Tárrega. Llobet is another important person in the history of classical guitar music, and perhaps his songs, his pieces, will often be covered in other episodes in later. Another prelude, No. 5, is dedicated to a man named Dr. Walter Lecky. He is an English physician and amateur guitarist who pursued a very adventurous lifestyle. After getting a medical license, he worked at Westminster Hospital, then got a job as a marine surgeon and traveled to Africa Middle East. Afterwards, he visited Chile and accumulated the wealth to concentrate on playing the guitar through various jobs and enjoyed these musical activities. It is known that Tárrega personally visited his home in Nice, France in 1894 during his middle old age. Tárrega is interestingly said to have written a lot of these preludes to improve the artistic and expressive aspects of his students, some of which are also considered to be the result of the improvisation he used to teach his students. Surprisingly, Tárrega never wanted to perform these preludes at his own recital. Nevertheless, it seems that these preludes contain the characteristic of Tárrega music, the essence of its artistry. The next piece you listen is Estrellita, Little Star in Spanish, by Manuel Ponce, a Mexican composer. Let's enjoy the performance of guitarist Adam Holtzman. Thank you. little star of the distant sky. You see my pain, you know my suffering. Come down and tell me if you love me still, because sad alone is this heart that asks for love from you. You are my star, a beacon of love. You alone can give light to the heart. Little star, tell me you still love me. Because sad alone is this heart that desires love from you. Estrellita by Manuel Ponce, Little Star in Spanish. Played by guitarist Adam Holtzman. Soft, romantic, and very lovely, this melody is probably one of the most loved in the world. Who did he think of and write the melody of the lyrics? According to one story, when Ponce saw his wife, a romantic inspiration came to mind. Even if it's not true, it's just a beautiful story you want to believe, right? Manuel Ponce, the composer of this song, is a leading Mexican musician who was active in the first half of the 20th century. Ponce, a composer, music educator, and researcher, devoted himself to linking the forgotten Mexican folk and pop traditions to concert music. And so his whole work was greatly influenced by the traditional forms of music and harmony. As I recited the lyrics, this piece was originally composed as a song. In 1914, Ponce published a collection of songs called Mexican Songs, which included Estrellita, Little Star. Since then, the violin and piano versions arranged by legendary violinist Yasha Heifetz have become very popular and are now loved by many violinists. Estrellita, played by guitar with a different charm, is also impressive. Unlike the appealing and romantic atmosphere of the original song and violin version, I chose it because the peaceful atmosphere seems to go well with today's theme and image. Next up is Roland Dien, Un jour tu verras, Someday You'll See in French. You'll listen to the album that Dien himself arranged and played. Thank you. Roland Dian, Un jour tu verras, someday you'll see. It's very hard to pronounce like French in English pronunciation because I can speak some French and English also, so I want to pronounce Roland Dian en français, but it's not appropriate in English podcast. So the original song is of the same name by Muluji, who tells us that one day we'll meet again, that we'll smile at each other, that we will hold hands and move on the street. Roland Dian released on 1991 Chanson Française, Paris Guitar, Paris Guitar album, an arrangement of French chansons. The album features French masterpieces such as Edith Piaf's Hymn of Love and Serge Gainsbourg's La Javanaise in his own musical style, including the songs we play now. Roland Dian is one of my favorite guitar musicians, and this song is also my favorite track. I was actually in Paris a few days ago on a schedule. The Paris the modern French musicians were born in and grew up in, and now up to Paris, hasn't really changed that much. After listening to this album while walking down the street in Paris, I think I understood why such beautiful music came out. The reason I put this song in this episode is none other than the image of this album. Paris weather is generally cloudy, unlike Korea. Especially during the January-February period when I stayed, it rains often. It's not just pouring rain, but the drizzling rain very last a few days. This is the cover of Roland Dian's album, which is a photograph of the typical weather scene in Paris. It's an attractive music that's great to listen to on rainy days, so I wanted to introduce it to you. The next piece you listen to is the prelude to Chopin's 24 Preludes, number 15, D flat major, in name's Raindrop Prelude. Enjoy Daniel Estrem's arrangement and performance. Thank you. You enjoyed Frédéric Chopin's Opus Number 28, the 15th prelude of 24 preludes, and it names the Raindrop Prelude. You probably know that this is a very popular piano piece among Chopin's pieces. It's like a raindrop, and it's an E in this guitar arrangement. It's a key musical element that governs the whole music. It was arranged by Daniel Estrem and played by himself, and he shared an upgraded guitar with a regular guitar with a very low bass string, which is a double play. You will be able to feel music with a very different charm than what you have heard on the piano. Although the middle part has become very heavy and very cynical, the iconic front part of the music that covers it all seems to go well with today's title. Now, this is the last piece, Cuban Landscape with Rain by Leo Brouwer, a Cuban composer guitarist. This is guitar quartet music depicting the rainy Cuban landscape, starting with a depiction of rain falling one or two drops at first. The frequency gradually becomes more frequent, and the sound produced by the sounds overlapping each other is a very attractive song. Later, by playing very strong sounds, there are descriptions that stand out strongly on a tin roof. So it's important to prepare your mind in advance so that you don't get surprised. Unlike traditional Western music composed of clear melodies and harmonies, it focuses on the sound and density produced by each instrument. Last year, there were several teams that played this piece in South Korea, and among them, I also performed this piece in September in the Classical Guitar Club of Hanyang University, it names Charmant, which I belong to. It reminds me of the time I spent with Daeyeon Cho, the guitarist who introduced this piece to us. Not long ago, guitarist Daeyeon Cho, who premiered Leo Brouwer's Sonata No. 8 and won several international competitions, including the Tarek competition in 2023, visited our club in early summer on last year. He introduced this piece to us that night, including a few other members in the club room. And I think it's very precious to think about the time we opened it up right away and read a few phrases together. So the last piece, Cuban Landscape with Rain by Leo Brouwer, you're gonna enjoy this with a performance by Nordic Guitar Quartet. I hope you enjoy all the emotions of the moment you listen to this music, recalling the image of all the rain that are rising in your mind. Next episode uploads are Gyeongchip, Tuesday, March 5th. This podcast will be uploaded to YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, along with YouTube's 24 seasonal playlist, so please look forward to it. Then let's meet in Gyeongchip. Have a nice day. Bye bye. 안녕.
Mm-hmm.